As I mentioned earlier, having prematurely accused the man of adultery and hinted at it vaguely in a few words, causing the man's conscience to shrink, he quickly returns to his conflict with pagan wisdom and his charges against those who were inflated with it and were splitting the church. This way, after including what was left and covering the entire subject accurately, he could from then on allow his tongue to speak out passionately against the impure person, having only engaged in a preliminary spar with him in his prior words, for the phrase "let no man deceive himself" is one primarily aimed at him, intimidating him in advance through fear, and the reference to stubble is most fitting for one implying him. The same goes for the expression, "Are you not aware that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God resides in you?" These two concepts are the most likely to pull us away from sin, when we contemplate the penalty set for the sin, and when we calculate the significance of our noble worth. Thus, by introducing the hay and the stubble, he instills fear, but by mentioning the nobility of their birthright, he brings shame. By the former, he aims to correct the more insensitive types, by the latter, the more thoughtful ones.